ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
With the FIFA Women's World Cup kicking off, on ABC Radio Canberra, we're speaking to some of the migrants from the countries that the Matildas are playing. Ahead of the game between Australia and Italy, I caught up with Dante Gaspari. In 1960, Dante came to Canberra with his family. He worked as a bricklayer for over 50 years. So if you're in the ACT, then you're never far away from something that Dante built. In his spare time, Dante was an active member of the Italian Canberran soccer community. And still today, he and just about all of the Gasparis live and breathe football. It's dinner time at Dante Gaspari's house. Some of the kids and grandkids are still on their way and Maria's roast pork is not quite ready. So we sat down to find out about Dante's life and love of football. The interviewer is his granddaughter Dani Gaspari, who plays up front for Gungahlin United Football Club.
Donald, what was it like when you first came to Australia?
I never had any complaints. We had the family with us. My brother was speaking some English. My sister-in-law was Australian. Never had any problem, actually.
Is living in Canberra much different to Ascoli?
Canberra, I liked Canberra because we had the rivers, the mountains wasn't very far. The sea was a bit away from what we used to. The climate was very similar to what we had in Italy. Cold in winter, a bit hot in summer.
Was it hard to find a job living here?
No, never had the problem to find a job. You know, if you had a trade, it was easy to find a job. Canberra was just started to populate, and really it was always a lot of work for bricklaying.
Did you experience any discrimination when you moved to Canberra?
No, never. I never had any problem whatsoever. Maybe the people who came here in the 50s, they had a little bit more problem, but the 60s, I think the Australian started to appreciate more the Italian than soon after the war.
Tell me about moving to Hawker.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because we were living close to Civic in the city, and then the move down near Balcona was like going through the bush. But we got used to now. So over 45 years we live here. Me and my two brothers, so we were working together, and we decided to build three blocks one after the other, and I got the one in the middle. Then we built it always together.
When did you get involved with football?
Back in 1961, when I started to help with the teams, the name was Roma. And then after a couple of years, we changed it to Juventus. You know, we had a great team for Canberra. We played even senior teams many times, and they were really competitive.
What were you doing in 1982 when Italy won the World Cup?
I think it was played in Spain. We were always in Canberra, and we always followed them. And that was really a great year for Italy. I had a lot of good players in those days.
On ABC Radio Canberra and during the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, you're listening to Italian Canberran Dante Gaspari being interviewed by his granddaughter Daniela. It's a frank discussion in which Dani asks her nonno to reflect upon the 2006 FIFA Men's World Cup, in which the Socceroos lost to the Italians after a controversial penalty was awarded to them in the dying seconds of the game.
In the 2006 World Cup, were you watching the Australian versus Italy game?
Yes, I was in Perth when the World Cup was on. And a bit disappointed because Australia, the way it went out, but Italy still had to go through.
Did you think the decision was right when they caught a penalty?
Oh, well, it's up always to the referee, and made a decision was a penalty, and it's a penalty, so.
How did you feel when Australia got knocked out and Italy went through?
My heart goes always for Italy, but Australia, the country I've been living here for 60 years now, so I felt sorry for Australia to go out the way they did.
Who are you going to be supporting when Matildas play Italy?
I think I support both of them. Whoever plays better, but I think Matilda are going to win. And you, Dani, which team are you going to support? Australian or the Italians?
If it was men's World Cup, I'll definitely go for Italy, but in women's, Australia has a very strong team. And since I live here in Australia, I reckon I'll definitely go for them in the Women's World Cup. What's it like for you to watch your grandkids play?
To watch you play, win or lose, I like it. I really enjoy it. Especially Nonna. Nonna really doesn't like to miss any games at all. But too many grandchildren makes it very hard. Like yesterday, we were watching another granddaughter, and also we had the bar TV. We were watching the other one as well, playing in Kuma. It's unbelievable.
Having you and Nonna there feels very supportive. I always hear you clapping when I score, and it's a good moment to be in.
Oh, well, I've been watching you since you were a little girl, Daniela. I watch you when you play good, when you play bad as well. You got a good kick, and really, you play well.
Do you have any tips, Nonna, for the future?
Don't be afraid when you play. Just make sure you're there. And we got to build up a bit, get more muscle, and then you can be much stronger, and then maybe one day you can go and play for Matilda.
That was 17-year-old Daniela Gaspari asking her grandfather Dante about what family and football mean to him. Keep your ears peeled for more fascinating stories from folk in and around the ACT with me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.